Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Yes, I am coming to you live today instead of pre-recording my podcast. I am Gloria Grace Rand. For those of you who haven't seen me or heard me before, I am the insightful copywriter. And today I'm going to be talking about the stories that we tell ourselves that aren't always the most empowering ones, and what we can do about it, how you can actually write a new story. Excuse me. So let me start off with what prompted this today. So yesterday was my birthday, actually. And, you know, social media, I love social media, and yet it has really become this sort of way of sometimes validating ourselves as a person. And if we don't get that gratification, then we somehow feel less than. So I'm not having a pity party, but I'll just say I was a little disappointed that I didn't get as many birthday wishes on my timeline yesterday as I have had in years past. And this is the crazy year 2020 of the pandemic. So I've realized now, you know what? People are preoccupied with other stuff and it's not all about me. But the point is that that was an example of a story I was telling that, oh, gee, nobody loves me. You know, they don't want to wish me a happy birthday, boo-hoo. Yeah, you know. But the story I want to share with you today is actually an even more interesting one than that. And I worked on this. I worked on my mood, and this morning I did some meditation. And then I started working on, I was writing my book this morning. I'm writing a book that is called Live, Love, Engage. And it's about how to stop doubting yourself and how to start being yourself. And in writing, I'm working on one of the chapters this morning, and it brought up this memory of a story that I had told myself. I had been telling myself for actually probably a good 40 years, at least, probably 45 years. So the stage for you, I guess. When I was 7 years old and I was in second grade, I liked a boy. And at lunchtime, we would go out and, you know, be able to run around and in the courtyard, I guess, of the school that I went to. I went to a Catholic school at the time. And so there was this one boy I liked. His name was Timothy. And I chased him around the schoolyard trying to kiss him. You know, isn't that a normal thing for a seven-year-old to do? Sure, of course it is, right? Well, one day after lunch, we had show and tell, as little kids will do in the classroom at that time. I don't know if they still do that, but we did show and tell. And Timothy got up and he told the class that Gloria has been chasing me around at lunchtime trying to kiss me. And all the kids laughed. But what I remember about that situation was that, yeah, I remember kids laughing, and I, you know, probably put my head down, and my cheeks probably got bright red, and I was just embarrassed, and I was humiliated because everybody was making fun of me. And that was a story that I stuck with for about 45 years, probably close to 50 years, until recently, within the last couple of years, when I started really doing some work on myself, doing some personal development work, and incorporating what I'm writing about right now in this, it's called the Love Method. And it dawned on me one day that, you know, what if Timothy secretly liked the attention? Maybe he secretly even liked me, and he certainly liked the idea that I was chasing him around and trying to kiss him. And maybe the reason he got up in front of the class during show and tell to tell this story was because he wanted to brag to his friends, and he was proud of it. That puts a different spin on things, doesn't it? That's a totally different story. That's an empowering story that he actually liked me. Not that he maybe thought I had cooties, you know, as little kids will do. And that's, you know, maybe that could have been the story. But maybe he actually did like me. So I sat with that realization for a little while and said, that is really kind of cool. And here's the thing. Our brains are very, they take whatever information we take in and just take it to heart, and what we start to think and believe, or what we think can become a belief. And so since I was 7 years old, thinking that, oh, people just made fun of me, I tried to show someone affection and I got rejected, so I must be no good, I'm unworthy. That was a belief that I had, an underlying belief, really, for a very long time. But now, as a grown-up and being a little more enlightened, I can choose a new story. And I can choose to, I can just pretend and just say, you know what? In that memory of mine, back when I was in second grade, Timothy got up and told the class that I was chasing him around to try to kiss him because he liked it. He liked me. And because I am worthy and I am lovable and likable. So now, when I tell this story, even just in my head, just replaying this, I can just create this new story now and just keep replaying it and replaying it because now it's going to convince myself that I am worthy, that I am truly lovable and likable. So what does this mean for you? Well, if you have had some sort of situation like that in your past where you've had a story that let's say a situation where somebody maybe said something either hurtful or whatever, somebody said something to you that made you feel less than, what you can do is just write a new story. Just imagine the situation, put yourself back into that situation, and just create a new ending, because you are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your story, and all you have to do is just come up with a new ending. If you don't like that, the way the ending was, you know, it's the past. It doesn't really matter. The past is gone. All that matters right now is now, in this moment, how you feel. So write a new ending for that story, and then keep telling yourself that one. Make it, just imagine it, and really make it as real as possible in your mind, and then keep doing that. Maybe journal about it. You know, really write a great new story about it. And let that be the empowering thing, because you don't have to, you know, whoever was involved doesn't matter either, because they don't have to know that you've changed your story. Doesn't bother them. Again, the past is the past. All that matters right now is what's going on for you in this moment. And you are an amazing person. And you are lovable, and you are likable, and you are worthy just by being alive. Just the fact that you are here listening to me or watching me, You are worthy. So change your story and change your life. That's it. That's what you can do. You have the power to do it. Reminds me of, do you remember The Wizard of Oz? And at the end of The Wizard of Oz, and when Glinda the Good Witch, you know, tells Dorothy that she had the power to go home all along. Well, you have the power too. You have the power to choose and to create your life the way you see fit. Nobody else has that power except you. And I think that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this episode. So thank you for watching, especially those who might have been watching live on Facebook today. And for those of you who are listening later, I appreciate you. And if you are inclined to talk with me and want some more help about maybe something that's going on in your life and you're still having some trouble appreciating who you are as a person, I would love to chat. So you can just go to engagewithgloria.com and set up an appointment to chat with me. I would love to do that. So until next time, as always, I encourage you to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes, cover your coughs and sneezes, monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor, stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care, clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.